Sanjay.
So Rinpoche then at the beginning urges us to give rise to the awakening mind and to give rise to a loving mind and to diligently apply ourselves to listening to the teachings, reflecting to the on the teachings and meditating upon them. This for the purpose then of attaining the state of enlightenment, that for the purpose of benefiting all beings as vast as the sky. So today Rinpoche then will briefly explain the five paths. The five paths of the Mahayana.
Tene tikpa chenpe lang ade cholan, jolan, tholan, gomlan, malapalan dangare.
The five paths then are the path of accumulation, the path of application, the path of seeing, the path of meditation, and the path of no more learning.
Tela cholam se jide karasana ta thikpa chenpe lan la yone tene jolam jolam to matop je pardo tene sonam geve cho sabatam che te cholam jide kare sonam geve le se pa am yana cho sabatam che cholam.
So what is called then the path of accumulation is when one enters onto then the Mahayana path, and then from that time up until the time one reaches the first stage of the path of application, that is what is called heat, then all of the accumulation of merits and the virtuous activity that one practices is called the path of accumulation.
Dela. Tene tambo tikpa chenpo cholam du kyoba la tikpa chenpo sanchong chodo semchi gogre. Sanchong chodo semchi sijit karre sa na semchi tamche je tondo zoba sanje je ते कोंबां डोबर डोबर सेम देला सांजोग जे सेम की जोबरे.
So then, first, what is needed is to give rise to the awakening mind, or the bodhicitta. And what is this awakening mind? Then it is the wish, it is the aspiration to reach the state of a fully enlightened being for the benefit of all beings.
Jumde menga denji goni senji to kata no mahi masoma. Sancho simji le jumde menga den de jumde menga nga hi masoma.
Den nga.
No mahi soma.
Sumchi so den.
Ah.
Sumchi so den.
Sanso so den mare sancho de simji ba.
Sancho ki sem.
Kadamba gomem kapsi hi soma. Jumde menga denji goni semji to. Jumde menga ngai goni semji to ni me.
Diga kadamba gomrum kapsa.
Jumde. Jumde menga goni denji goni semji to. Jumde menga ngai goni semji to.
Mengak.
Menga nga seru tene ya ini shiwe.
So then there are two what should we say lineages or transmissions and what one needs then to give rise to this mind of enlightenment. It is first then in a sevenfold step, seven steps, and then it is in five steps.
Jumde rinpa dhyan te ta da sanje je komba tok gubar do. Sanje je komba toba la ti jo sanjuk je sem gubar do. Sanjuk je sem te jo teni lakpa samba Number tapare, laksa namda gubando. Laksa number tap jo, tene ninje chembure, ninje chembu gubando. Ninje chembu jo, samba chembure, tene samba chembu gubando. Samba chembu jo, tene danda yong je sambare. Yong. Yidong samba gubando. Ti jo seba kikin te indo zoa gubando. Ti jo simjin tamje mai duhi gomba gubando. Doing it on. Oh, that tell a jumde ramba nga segre. Jumde me, maro jumde ramba doya segre. Jumde me nga doya segre.
So. Then these sort of what is needed, the steps that are needed then to give rise to the bodhicitta or the awakening mind then are seven. The first is that one realizes that one needs to attain or to give rise to this awakening mind, that is the mind that wishes to attain enlightenment for the benefit of all sentient beings. And then one thinks, well, what is the cause for giving rise to that mind of enlightenment? The cause of that, then, is a pure motivation or pure intention. And then what is the cause of that pure motivation or pure intention? Then that is having given rise to compassion. And what is needed first to give rise to compassion? That is giving rise to loving kindness. And then what is needed to give rise to loving kindness then is to have a feeling of wishing to pay back beings for previous deeds, good deeds that they have done towards us. And then what is needed for that is first to remember and to reflect upon the kindness that beings have shown us in the past. And then what is needed for that, that is to consider all beings as our previous mothers. So then, first of all, in order to attain enlightenment, then one needs to have in the Mahayana tradition, one needs to have, of course, then the view of non-self, the realization of non-self, and also the realization of emptiness. But in the Mahayana tradition, then, that is not enough. That what is also needed, and what is absolutely definitely needed, then, is to have the mind of enlightenment, the awakening mind. And so, in order to truly enter into the Mahayana path, then this mind of enlightenment must be given, we must give rise to it. Then this awakening mind that at this point is being spoken about then can be called the conventional mind of enlightenment. If one then has given rise to this conventional mind of enlightenment, one can be called a bodhisattva or a bodhisattvi. If one has not given rise to this conventional mind of enlightenment, then one cannot be called a bodhisattva or a bodhisattvi. So if we consider then the path of the hearers and the path of the solitary realizers, then when they reach the fruit of that path, that is that of a foe destroyer, then they have exhausted or eliminated then the mental afflictions, that which is the enemy, that and that those mental afflictions then have been destroyed. The absolute fruit of that path then would be what is called the foe destroyer without remainder, which means that there is no remainders of the five aggregates. And so even though non-self has been realized, that we cannot say that a hearer or a solitary realizer, even having reached the point of a foe destroyer, is a bodhisattva. The reason that they are not a bodhisattva is because they have not given rise to the mind of enlightenment.
Tony Kevin La Carpa Jeta Lasso but Nene. Then Larian, they take by Chamberlain like Yogogre. Take by Chamber Sancho, the same Jete, they take change a lana Yogoyere. Take by Chamberlain like Yogoyere. Take by Lanley, Chamberlain like Yoga Teyama, they Sancho, the same Jigovare. Take by Chamber Sancho, the same Jigoyere.
So then, if a follower of one of the lower paths and even has attained the condition or state of a foe destroyer without remainder, then that one may remain in such a state for up to 80,000 kalpas. But even after that, one needs to enter into the Mahayana path. And then to enter into the Mahayana path, that one, it is necessary that one first gives rise to this mind of enlightenment. So because of this, then, in terms of attaining to the state of a fully enlightened Buddha, it is necessary to have the awakening mind. If one does not have the awakening mind, it is impossible to attain to the state of a fully enlightened Buddha.
Tene sanjog de sem chi so tele yang tambu sem chi tam che sanje ji sa la ko te sem chi tam che sem chi nam sem chi ma lu pa sem chi kun sanje ji ko ban la ko te sanje ji ko ban sanje ji sa che ba re ko te sanje ji sa la ko te ji so rang sanje ban de ba de pa te
So in terms of this mind of enlightenment, the mind of enlightenment that thinks like this, first, I will establish all sentient beings in the state of a fully enlightened Buddha, and having done this, then I myself will enter into this state. Then this would be the highest or the greatest then thought of enlightenment or awakening mind, aspect of the awakening mind. And then there would be what we could call the middling thought of the awakening mind, and that would be the thought that formulates it like this, that together I and all sentient beings will enter into the state of enlightenment. And then the, in terms of this mind of enlightenment, the lowest aspect or thought of it would be thinking that first I myself will attain Buddhahood. Having attained Buddhahood, then will work for the benefit of beings.
Tene tambo te rang tambo sanje tondo me ba simje je tondo kawa che bandu ba simje ra bata.
Kalwa.
Tambo Simjin Tamje Sanji Jisala Kotene, Narang Sangye Pandabate, Narang Mulla Sangye do Yomare, Yomarawa,
Mare
Rang Mulla Chibozon do Yomare, Sangye do Yomare, Simjin Tamje Sanji Jisala Ko do Yure, Tenda Simjin Jetondo, Kawaje do Bare, Simjin Jetondo, Kawajeba, Kale Kabozova,
D. Dugre,
Kachet do Bare. Kabache Balagago Yure, Kabache Dugur, Karasana, Mula Simjin, Ransang Maja, but Simjin Tamja Sanji, Jisala Kona, Simjin Jeton, Kabache Gogrova, Jimbatang Gogre, Sutram Song Gore, Zuba Gong Gogre, Goda Yela, Jimbatang Gogre, Kaleka Bochanzo de Bare Ranchibuzo de Guyamare.
So in terms of the first of these thoughts, then the thought that wishes then to first establish all sentient beings in the state of enlightenment before one self attains that state, then one has to have the desire to undergo difficulties. One has to wish to undergo difficulties and hardships, because one has to then undergo the hardships of practicing then generosity and moral conduct and patience and so forth, of practicing generosity in terms of offering then one's limbs and head to beings and like that. So this is the first thought, then one needs to wish to undergo hardships for the benefit of beings so that they may attain first the state of enlightenment. The second thought of wishing to attain enlightenment together with sentient beings would be thinking as follows. One would then want to be happy to liberate beings from their sufferings, and one would also be equally happy to liberate oneself from one's own sufferings. So then, as was said before, the third thought is then the wish to first attain enlightenment oneself and then work for the benefit of beings. So then one would wish then to first quickly reach enlightenment, to quickly be comfortable, and then work for sentient beings. The thought would be that if I quickly attain enlightenment, then I will be without suffering, I will be without the mental afflictions, and then I'll truly be able to work for the benefit of beings, I'll truly be able to benefit many beings. So then, in order to truly give rise to this mind of enlightenment, this awakening, enlightening mind, then as was said in the sevenfold presentation, one needs to have given rise to pure intention first. And what this pure intention means then is it is a transmundane intention, it is beyond the world. And one needs to think that one truly wants to free beings from their suffering. One truly wants then to accomplish the happiness of beings. In that way, one needs to give, and one truly wants to benefit beings. So one needs to think like that.
Mm-hmm. sanje je kompan to bne pe do zo go do sana te lagba samba number ta ba
so then the thought the intention then to really benefit beings then on this thought if one then actually attains enlightenment or assists beings in attaining enlightenment then this is the greatest benefit that that one could do for beings
tene la ta lasananda ji jote ta ninje chimbore
so the cause of then pure intention is great compassion
ninje te mepa simje thamje la mepte tene simje thamje donga ta donga ji jyo thamje le tene dana je marong dana ga la travar savo sab semte tene ninje
So what is compassion then? Compassion then, first of all, has as its object or focus sentient beings, and then it is the wish that all sentient beings be free from suffering, and that all sentient beings then be free from the cause or the root of suffering.
Ninji Chembo Jide, Ninji Topje Tapakela, Ninji Topje, Lu Papa Yoa, Meg Nichima, Tinni Korbe, Ninji China, Tinni Ninji Chembo Insekito, Pukela Tenda was Sekitova,
Miki Chema,
Ninji Topje,
Topje,
Ninji Topje. Ninji nupa la tende. Lu papa yova, papa hao. Ah. Papa yova said the papa punda solo singer. Come as home. Ninji told you, Lu papa yova, make chima yova, say you are Tajina. Then there was Jeno, then the Ninji Chimboseva.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
So then it is said that when great compassion arises, then the hair on one's skin then stands up. And did you sing karate? Did he simji mik did he dungar tonga?
Simji je dunga.
Right.
Ninje chembo gomba la tende ninje chembo chi.
Right. So meditating on When one meditates on then compassion towards sentient beings, focusing on sentient beings and their sufferings, then when one then truly gives rise to this compassion, then it's like the hair on one's like body will kind of stand up. It's like a feeling that one has when one sometimes is either very sad or sometimes either very happy, usually very joyful, and the hair stands up. It's like that kind of feeling.
Dra tang ni parma som yorwa tang bo ni na gom kore ni ha gom ni na gom pe na rang ge ni da ni de chola ni ge gom tene tela ya po che na tene parma la gom da yang ma ni ya ma yin ba chola ni ge gom tene parma la ya po che na tene rang ge da la gom
So in meditating on compassion, then one begins with focusing on then one's friends on those that one has a close connection to, that one has positive feelings towards. And when one then is successful in giving rise to compassion in reference to them, then one directs one's meditations towards those whom one feels neutral towards, that neither has great attachment or love or neither hatred or anger towards. And if one then, when one successfully gives rise to compassion in terms of these beings, then one directs one's focus towards one's enemies. And then, when one is successful in giving rise towards one's enemies also, one extends that to be pervasive, a pervasive compassionate feeling towards all beings. The reason for this type of progression is that if one directs one's compassion, meditations on compassion first to one's friends, then and concentrates on the sufferings of one's friends, then it will be easy to give rise to compassion towards it, in relationship to it. And then, if one directs the meditation towards those who one feels neutral towards, this will also be not so difficult to give rise to. And then finally, one's enemies, and then finally, all sentient beings. So this great compassion then, it does not arise without causes and it does not arise without conditions. It does not arise by itself. It needs causes and conditions, and then that is to first having given rise to loving kindness.
Dene samba se je te simchi tam je deva da dembar ndo pa dina gala nge dembar sawo samba sem te samba re.
Then what is loving kindness? Loving kindness then is the wish and the happy feeling for others to be happy and to have then the roots or causes for that happiness. So what one needs to think is one needs to want beings to be happy and want to work for their happiness in the same way that a mother will want her child to be happy and will do whatever she can that her child enjoys happiness. So then one needs to think that all sentient, one should think that I wish that all sentient beings have happiness in the same way that a mother wishes that her child has happiness. I want all beings to have happiness in this way. I wish that they would have it, and I will work for that. One needs to give rise to this thought. So, how does one meditate on giving rise to loving kindness? One does it in the same way basically that one does in giving rise to compassion. That one begins with focusing on one's friends and especially one's close friends or family, then those who one feels close to, and one wishes then for their happiness. One desires that they be happy and experience happiness in the same way that a mother would desire that her child experiences happiness. And then, because this is easy, to give rise to this kind of loving kindness. And then, based on this, one extends that meditation to focus on those to whom one feels neutral towards, and then one extends it towards one's enemies, and then finally one extends it to all sentient beings, and thinks that then together that all sentient beings have happiness and experience happiness.
Sambati yang ni yang do gom yang ni yang do gom na tene rembe rembe samba chere chere do gre.
So one cannot simply meditate on loving kindness one time or for a single meditation session like that, but one needs to become acquainted with the meditation again and again and again. If one then repeatedly does this meditation, that is the way to give rise to loving kindness.
Tene te tava pena samba chipatse te shendo chip samba chipakap chipatse samba chitu kandeji yungre sena shendo tseva amake pugo rangapa rangapa la samba na yete semche tamche la chena te samba chipare
chipare
samba chiva samba sem chipa samba sem rani la sonwa.
So, when does one give rise to this compassion, or excuse me, loving kindness, then when one has the feeling that this, wishes for the happiness of all beings in the same way that a mother wishes for the happiness of her child, then one can say that one has given rise to loving kindness.
Then samba te kandela tene chigresana samba chempo te yi yongje samba yi dongwa le ten ni chigre yi yongje samba yong se je te sem jin kan de jin thong na ya yi de mong ba me ba dran thong na ya yi dongwa ni thong na yi dongwa yin de dran thong na ya yi dongwa pe na yi dong se je te kan de re sna pu gu ke a man thong na yi dongwa ga wo sem lam babo yung re yi dongwa sem lam baba sem gaba ten ra wo tene sem jing kan de jin thong na yang ga wo ye ba yi dong babo yi dongwa sem je ke go re de le yi wong ge samba se re ten ra wo ma zong na tene samba chen bo de je ge yo ma re. Pena tandang simchi samba ma simchi parpa so dran thong na ni chun thong na yi dong wa ga wo yi dong wa yere drawon thong na yi do mong ba sem na ga wo me ba yung yere ten da wo ma yin ba simchi ka de chi thong na yi dong wa ama ke rang ke chin de za ba ama ke pu gun thong na thong wa sam ji yi dong wa sem ga wo yi dong wa yung ra wa ten da wo chi chi go yere.
You may want to go back, those of you who are taking notes, you may want to go back to the seven steps. And the fifth step, then, I said was to pay back beings, right? Okay, that's not right. Then we might want to say you... giving rise to a mind, we'll call it happy to see. A mind happy to see, and then I'll explain what is meant by that. So then giving rise to loving kindness, then that does not arise by itself, but it is dependent on first having this mind happy to see. And What that means then is that when one encounters beings, that one is happy to see them, that one is pleased to see them. That usually when we see friends, then we're glad to see them. It makes us happy. But if we encounter enemies, for example, that we're not happy to see them. We don't enjoy seeing them. But one needs to give rise to a mind that irrespective of who one encounters, whether it be one's friends, one's enemies, or neutral people, that one is glad to see them, one is happy to see them, one's mind feels pleased to see them. In the same way that a mother will be pleased to see her child, a child will be pleased to see his or her mother.
The Yvon just samba te caral tene chigres and a te young jummy chimmy le chigamare te sepa chicken to endozoa. Simchin song and mama, simchin the zook and ala tor yabuzuere, train chimbuere. Train chimbuyaba, cutting chimbuyaba, simchin to mama ala yabuzuere. Tang ne cozo la pa yabuzogi. Samba same jiggle chigre.
So, you want to check the sixth point too? Then, going back to this mind happy to see, then, does not arise without causes and conditions. Then, it arises on the desire to repay beings for their kindness. And then, one needs to think that in the past, beings have been very kind to oneself, that they have benefited oneself, and realizing this, understanding this, one desires to repay them for their kindness. Giving rise to a thought like this, then based on that, one will be able to give rise to the thought being pleased or happy to encounter beings.
Lungba tungba sijite mameba. Mamepe lungba tungba. Tene lungba tungba chila rangla kala saya meba. Kala se meba. Lulu ku meba kale kabo. Tenda wo nima mambo la ne hirab zuda. Hirab zuba. He chok chok. Mene hirab zuba yina. Tene moche ke na ngarangla se te ku te tudusyon. Zuna ngarang maike na gabo yungkari. Jisuk merten tona, ya konga kadin chimbo inge, kola yang, koran la kale kabo chonenge, rokwa, tintin zoga insabe, semchi chigrawa. O tenda ola, seba hiki tendo zova segre. Seba hi sejete, umangarana so kadin chimbore. Tendo zo seba te, tilindo nge, yabo zo gogondosa. Penangaran se me kumi kale kabo ka, kapsu machika se kutena.
Imagine a situation where one is wandering alone in an empty country. There's no other people around.
Empty country. Oh, yeah.
And in a desolate country or desolate place. And then one is experiencing a great deal of hardships, that one is without food, one is without adequate clothing, and one is even near death. But however, one doesn't die, because at that time, then someone appears, and that person then has food that they give us, or give one, and clothing, and what one needs to stay alive. And so due to that person's kindness, one doesn't die. And then later on, that one meets that same person in a difficult situation, and that one is extremely delighted, extremely happy to have encountered that person again. One remembers the past kindnesses that person did, and when one wants to help that person who is now in difficulties and do what one can to alleviate that person's own difficulties. And so in the same way that one needs to give rise to that kind of mind in regards to sentient beings, that one has to think that sentient beings in previous lives, then all sentient beings in previous lives have aided us, have benefited us, have helped us. And so first one needs to remember that. One needs to bring that thought to mind, that we've had that relationship with beings. And then secondly, one needs to give rise to the thought of wanting to repay that kindness. So that mind wishing to pay back the kindness, then that first that arises then in first remembering the kindness that beings have, the kindness that they have done to one in the past. How does that then thought of remembering the kindness arise? Then it arises by giving rise to the thought that in the past all sentient beings have been our mothers, all sentient beings have been our fathers, have been our children, have been our friends.
Then there was in the hill of Gonte, Jigure, to do say do. Then it did Namjana and number Lola, so what they then do he pine do he mind do he put in do he need in do he madava mambo goya, you read it, so what they mind do he gomba de number Lola. Then Namjana, so mind do he gomba de karche bare. Jumsin Karas and the Mati Rangaton the Kavachepa Kavachepa, Musakale Kabu Mambuzo Yore. This and a mind to he combat Karchigre
Moran Kache
Morangi
Kache
Karchembore
Moran Morangi
Morangi Kavachepa Pena Mayinga do Yuba Kabsa Kavachepare Chisimba Kabsa Kavachepare Tendra with Jumsin Mambu.
So there are then various ways of meditating on the past relationship with sentient beings. As was said, beings as our past mothers, past fathers, children, and friends. The primary meditation then is to conceive of all sentient beings as having been our past mothers. The reason is because it's in the role as mother that one undergoes the most hardships for her children. For example, a mother goes through the hardships and difficulties of bearing the child in her womb, goes through the difficulties and hardships of giving birth to the child, and so forth and so on. So then this is the primary meditation then to conceive of all beings as our previous mothers.
Then a jagar tam poj looks on Dawajina Pugo chit serve Jiso Yang Sojong Seba. Sojong says it.
Sojong?
Sojong Seba say Sojong Seba, Tato Seba. Sojong Seba, Magona, Tato Seba.
Tato Seba,
Tato Seba, Sijite, Magona, Topje Teba. Kuyopa, Matamba Seva, Pugu Chapatan Higamare, Chimbatan Higamare, Chapatana, Tennis, Gogore, Chimba Zupoliona, True Gogore, Tendraola, Sojongsa, Tatosa, Sigre. This is Lekate, Zuote, Jagarta, Nepali, the Pod, the Drahuina, Tennis, Zu, Amagazogo Yure, Tendu Jumse Mambu Yure.
Mm-hmm.
다 보다 바이르다 야간다고 있는 쪽 간가 아마 그러고 요거래 염신때 찍대 인사래 아마라 쪽 공고 간가 아마 그러고 또 제때야서 쪽 아마 그때 말해 보고 총총나 또 야포서 간가 아마 그러는 되게 이 염신 망보 요거래 아바데 셀런도는 세이 내가 자그래 난글레카데 아마 그러고래 되는 보고래 해다 아마 그 야보서고 요 염신 찍대한다고 인사
What are we?
I'm a Nangla Chibo as a day.
So, as was said, then the primary object for this meditation is to conceive of beings as being one's mother. The reason for that is then in.